Jamaica's agriculture industry was a focus of high-level talks in the U.S. Capitol. This is a result of Agriculture Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton's first official visit to Washington.
I've had meetings with the IDB, the World Bank, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USAID, the World Cocoa Foundation, and also hosted a diaspora town hall meeting at the Jamaican Embassy here in the capital. All the meetings, I think, were very useful. I provided a briefing as to what we were doing. A number of these agencies are already involved with us in terms of particular projects, so we used the opportunity to concretize some of those existing relationships and also to secure agreements on new arrangements moving forward.
One of these agreements involves assistance from the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, and the World Cocoa Foundation in the restructuring of Jamaica's cocoa industry. A team sponsored by USAID is scheduled to arrive in Jamaica next week. There's also a plan centered around food security on the island.
The other programs outlined, the weather risk insurance program, a pilot study has been agreed on for two parishes in the country, and we are now to work out the finer details of that pilot, which would have been as a result of the study that was previously done by the World Bank and the IDB.
On October 1st, Jamaica's U.S. Ambassador Anthony Johnson will chair a food security conference at the Organization of American States headquarters here in Washington. Also, Jamaica will host a hemispheric meeting of agriculture ministers. This is the fifth such meeting of its kind and is scheduled for the end of October. OAS Secretary General Jose Miguel Insulza will be part of this conference. Tufton welcomed the Secretary General's involvement and feels the participation of organizations like the OAS can positively affect the region's agriculture sector.
And move up the value chain from producing commodities, which doesn't allow us the luxury of the type of returns that are sustainable, and move into value-added products using the raw materials that we produce at a primary level. It's going to require some effort. It's going to require research and development and training. And what we have to do as institutions such as CARICOM or the OAS or others is to focus more on that type of capacity building as opposed to providing the traditional forms of aid that we are accustomed to.
Tufton will travel to Guyana for meetings in the CARICOM Secretariat before returning to Jamaica. This is Kern Stanley reporting from Washington.